And now we go over to our friend, Australian-born film critic Peter Malone, who heads the film office at Cygnus, the World Catholic Association for Communication. He brings us a welcome foretaste of what's currently on show in cinemas tonight. Today, Peter tells us about a film that takes us back to the England of the late 1830s and introduces us to someone we have rarely met or even know about, the young Princess Victoria, who ascends to the throne when she's barely 18.
I'm going to recommend people to see The Young Victoria. Because of where I come from, and we were considered colony and outposts of the United Kingdom and all that kind of thing, I'm not automatically fond of royalty. But I was fascinated by this film. I should say it's only about 95 minutes, and for once I thought, oh, it's over. I was expecting it to go on. But it's an attempt to create a portrait of Queen Victoria from the age of 17 to about 20.
I must have been 11 or thereabouts when I learned that I was nearer to the crown than I had thought.
Her Royal Highness Princess Victoria of Kent.
My dearest niece, how come you've grown up so when I wasn't looking?
From now on, everyone will push you and pull you for their own advantage. The
Viscount. And it's, I suppose, an image of Victoria that we don't normally have, because those of us who are older or have watched films on television may remember Dame Anna Neagle. Yes. And in the 1930s, she was in two films as Queen Victoria, Victoria the Great and 60 Glorious Years, so mm-hmm. that rather triumphant picture. Those of us who are not so old will probably think of Judy Dench as Mrs. Brown.
Course. Yes.
So it's not exactly the image of the young Victoria. And you then wonder at a girl who assumed the throne at 18, how she managed or what was the background. And I think audiences will find that fascinating, really.
I prayed for the strength to meet my destiny.
Prince Albert.
Do you ever feel like a chess piece in a game being played against your will?
Do you?
Constantly.
So it injects a bit of humanity into Victoria from what you're saying.
It does, but the trouble I think I found was that the way that she was brought up, it was almost as if they were trying to prevent her from being human. It shows just how she was sheltered and protected, almost cocooned. She wasn't allowed to walk around inside, let alone outside, without someone accompanying her, especially as she went up and down stairs. She wasn't allowed to read any novels till she was 16, and then she read Sir Walter Scott. So there was a very cocooned life that she was given.
But sometimes I feel quite alone in the world.
Never while I am here, Your Majesty.
And this film stars Emily Blunt, but I see it has a rather important cast as well, with Miranda Richardson in it and Jim Broadbent.
The cast is very good. Miranda Richardson portrays Victoria's mother. She was, again, from the continent and very ambitious and was under the influence of Sir John Conroy, who's played by Mark Strong, who's also a very good actor. And they dominate Victoria, want her to sign over the fact that they should be regents should William IV die.
You had better master the rules of the game until you play it better than they can.
You don't recommend I find a husband to play it for me?
I should find one to play it with you, not for you.
By the way, William IV is played by Jim Broadbent in only about two scenes, but very effectively. Mm-hmm. And Harriet Walter is Queen Adelaide. But the person I was impressed by as well was Rupert Friend as Prince Albert, because he's always seen, I suppose, as standing as the consort in the background. But he actually is quite a strong character in this, stands up to Victoria, which she doesn't like at times, and finds a place to work with her for the 20 years that they were married before he died. So I found it's very interesting in giving a human face and some feelings to the young Victoria, but also I felt to the young and the middle-aged Albert as well.
So it's even a bit romantic.
It is a bit romantic.
You are my whole existence. I will love you until my last breath.
It's written by Julian Fellowes, the actor who wrote Gosford Park.
Oh,
so
yes.
It's very well written, based on, quite a lot of historical accuracy, even in some of the speeches. So it looks beautiful, of course, London, Buckingham Palace and the interior. Mm-hmm. So those who delight in costumes and recreation of period will enjoy it immensely. And those who like a bit more mental stimulation and wondering, really, how did these people become the monarchs of England and what were their lives like? I found it quite insightful as well as entertaining.
I am young, but I am willing to learn. And I mean to devote my life to the service of my country.
God save
you. Well, thanks there to Peter Malone, head of the film office at Cygnus. Next week, be sure to tune in at this same time for a completely different kind of film. It's called The International, and it promises to be a treat, especially if you like a thriller.